help our kids show the kids of Afghanistan what America's really about.
One nation, under God, indivisible.
The Crayon Coalition. Big hopes.
I love America.
From little hearts. Find out how to get involved now at glennbeck.com.
Because everybody's equal. And when you play with other kids and they dunk you, you can dunk them back.
Here's our phone number, 800-969-WFLA or 990-461-WFLA. If you're in the car, you have Alltel, it's a free call. Just hit pound 970 and we pick up the charges. We're blazing through your thoughts next. Fighting against the Christians? Is that what it was?
Oh, you mean two or three casualties? That's right. I'm talking about Korean War, Vietnam,
okay.
Iraqis.
All right, and so we went to fight Vietnam because they were people of color.
I really don't expect you to believe it. It's a little hard for
me. No. I understand. Bernard, are you a person of color?
I am actually mixed myself.
You're a mixed?
Yes.
Okay, mix of?
Black and white.
Okay, fabulous. Well, that's great.
Of course it is. That just ruins your point there you were going to make.
No, it doesn't, Bernard. I believe you have a giant race axe to grind. And you know what? You don't have to be all black to have a race card to play. In fact, you don't have to be all white to do it. I've met bigots that are of all colors.
Of course, it's a fact card. It's not a race card. It's a fact card. These are the facts.
It's a fact.
Yes, it's a fact.
Wait a minute. I want to make sure I understand the facts here, Bernard, that we only fight countries based on their color. That's why we go to war with them.
If you would like to simplify it like that, but right. That's the facts. I mean, you can simplify it and make it sound like that, but that's the fact.
And that's all that this country's ever done.
Of course this country has never been racist.
Wait a minute. I never said that, Bernard, but you're saying that every war we've ever fought has been because of race.
With the exception, if you want to exclude Hitler, with the exception of him, and of course a Cold War. Oh, well, we can't really count that. No one died.
Right, so you can't count the Cold War that our arch enemy for 40 years was full of white people. No, you know why, Bernard? Because we would have blown them off the face of the earth and they would have done the same thing to us. That's why. That's why we didn't fight the Cold War. That's why it never heated up. Because it was an unwinnable war. Period. Now, if you also want to talk about other wars that we have fought, how about the Revolutionary War? Huh? Fought it against Britain. All white people. How about the Civil War, my friend? Gee, why did we fight that? I don't care about the bigots that happen to be white that try to convince everybody that we didn't fight it over slavery, but yes, we did. That may not be why we started it, but that's why we fought it, and that's what it has become. I don't know about you, but I don't really give a flying crap about the color of their skin. I don't care if they're white, black, purple, striped. I don't really care. If it was England that flew those planes into the World Trade Center towers and England had anything to do with it and would not turn the people over, I guarantee you, we would be bombing the crap out of London today.
Glenn. Conservatite.
The tourism spot is a little it's in bad taste. All right.
Resourceful Resorts is now offering a fantastic golf getaway to the Middle East. The trip includes round-trip airfare on a U.S. Air Force transport plane, 7 days and 6 nights, in the most luxurious hotel in Kabul. It's also the only hotel in Kabul. Unlimited admission to Afghanistan's new 417,000-hole golf course. Featuring a beginner's course with holes up to 30 feet in diameter. An 83,000 square mile sand trap. The never-ending challenge of new courses constructed daily. And if you need to take a break from golfing, come see Afghanistan's brand new Grand Canyon. It's 37 times bigger than Arizona's version. It's Resourceful Resorts. Call today. Preferred basement accommodations are limited.
888-860-8785. America United. This is America Strikes Back.
Over the past weeks, we've seen that when we stand together...
all around the country are suffering from conservatitis.
I voted for Al Gore, and I hated George W. Bush, but all of a sudden, I can't stop liking it. It hurts.
Some cases are so awful that victims go from the left to radical right-wingers in a matter of moments.
When Bush was elected, I wanted to kill my unborn baby just to prove a point. But now, I'm bombing abortion clinics. Help!
Even flaming liberals are suffering from this debilitating disorder.
I used to hate Bush because he wanted to ruin the Alaskan wildlife preserves. But now, he can urinate on my mom's face and I'd still vote for him. What do I do?
Do your part to stop conservatitis today.
Look, he just urinated on my mom's face and I'm still going to vote for him.
Brought to you by the Commission of People Who Make Money by Creating Hate Between Americans. Al Sharpton, President.
888-860-8785. My name is Glenn Beck. This is America Strikes. Yeah, just tune in on the shortwave Afghan radio. I'd see if we can pick it up at...
You're listening to Afghan Radio. And now, an editorial from our program director, Osama Atta.
I would like to give message to citizens of Afghanistan. We will not be defeated by infidels. America will not defeat us. We will not lose. We cannot die. That is no way we will die. We will live for...
Well, okay, it's a weird way to end an editorial. 888-860-8785. Let's go to Wilma in St. Petersburg. Hello, Wilma.
Hi, Glenn. How are you?
Good. How are you? Now,
I'm
wait a minute.
Okay.
Hang on. Is your name really Wilma?
Yeah.
You don't sound like a Wilma. A Wilma is supposed to be like 800 years old.
Yes, I know. Thank you to my parents.
You sound bitter, but that's a different story, a different show. Go ahead.
I'm a veteran, and I'm calling up because truly my greatest concern is for my brothers and my sisters in the military. It really wasn't that many months ago that we were privy in peacetime to reports about, I'm not going to say the sorry state, but the not so great state of our military and our care for them. And I was born in the military. I grew up in the military. I come from a long, long history of people who served and believed. And my greatest concern right now is that they have what they need. I remember when I was over in England in 1980 during the Cold War, when everybody was just scared and nobody was really doing anything. We were so short of supplies. I had no gas mask. I had no chemical warfare suit for many months until they finally showed up. And I have family, I have friends that are serving now, and we're all proud to serve. We are all anxious to do what it takes to make things right in the world, but we have to have the tools that we need. When I was in the Air Force, we would deliberately break the most breakable airplanes so that we could have parts. We would be given pieces of paper if the gas masks didn't show up in time, and we would pin them on our chemical warfare suits, and we'd jokingly call one another the Walking Dead.
Well, Wilma, I will tell you this. I thank you very much for your phone call. I will tell you this. To anybody who is listening, who is in the armed forces now, to anybody who is in a position to know and a position to do something about it, all anyone has to do at this point is ask America, and we will provide the tool. You can't tell me that this country can't turn on a dime. and make sure that every single one of our soldiers have whatever it is they need, from an airplane to a gas mask. This country will produce it. We will work 24 hours, 7 days a week. So all anyone needs to do is tell the American people, we're short on this, and they will have it. We will not let our soldiers be unprepared. You're right, Wilma, we were unprepared. Luckily, at this point, we're not fighting a conventional war. We're not sending in battalions. We're not sending in tanks. We're sending in planes and special forces. Those other things, they might be needed. But not today. And God help the person that would keep that information from the public. Because we don't want to let them know that we're not prepared. I don't believe for a second that George W. Bush, Colin Powell, or Dick Cheney would allow that to happen. They know that ask and ye shall receive. From this nation, in this mindset, ask us. And we will do it. Period. No mountain. You can't tell me that we're expecting our boys to go into Afghanistan of all godforsaken hellholes and try to find one guy when that landscape took down the British Army and took down the Soviets. You can't tell me we're expecting them to do it and then we'd be asked to do something and we couldn't do it? BS. We'll do anything the president asks us to do, especially if it means giving them the weapons or the tools that they need and deserve. 888-860-8785 is our phone number. Jerry, you're on the Glenn Beck program, America Strikes Back.
Hey, Glenn, how are you doing today?
Good. This show has too many names for me. I'm not smart enough.
I'm an insurance adjuster with a major commercial insurance carrier and a recent listener to your show.
Mm-hmm.
I think I made a comment on one of your broadcasts a while back, but
all right.
I just wanted to ask your opinion on a homeland defense issue and a concern that I have. And this would involve probably the suspension of some of our civil rights that we have. Mostly it would be search and seizure and probable cause. What is your opinion of gathering or stopping individuals of Mideastern descent, just to check to see if they have legal papers to be in this country, and if not, of course...
See, this is one reason, Jerry, why I would like an actual declaration of war. I would like an actual declaration of war so these things can be put in under that declaration. We can say, during this period of time, during the war, these things have to go for safety. I'm not comfortable with putting a lot of things on the books when we do them for an indefinite period of time.
Then you'd favor some kind of a program for that?
I would favor a declaration of war that would work as an umbrella for these kinds of things.
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks, Jerry. Bill, you're on the America Strikes Back program.
Hey, Glenn. Glenn, I'd like to know, how many deaths need to occur before we start to consider aggressively removing illegal aliens from terrorist nations out of our country, and perhaps even going as far as putting people, Muslim people, which are American citizens that are from terrorist nations, putting them in internment camps? I mean, there's got to be a magic number that's out there. That.
Well, gosh, I hope that number for American citizens isn't ever reached, quite frankly. Deporting people or getting them out of our country who are from terrorist nations who are not American citizens, okay, I'm all right with that. Go ahead. We can say, you know what? Everybody who's here on a visa or whatever and you're from Iran, Iraq, Afghanistan, bye-bye. I would be totally cool with that. Put a concentration camp for American citizens? I've got a problem with that, Bill. What's the magic number for you?
Well, let's say something like that event that took place with the Twin Towers happens again in another, the Sears building, for example.
You're right. Name the American citizens that were involved in that.
The American citizens? Well, I'm saying that there's probably a network of people here in this country
right.
that are...
Name them.
Vetting these
Show
people
me
here.
One.
That's why they're so
Show me one American citizen. Show me one.
Well, you know, if I was involved, if I was a member of the FBI... And
thank you very much for your call. Call me back when you can name one American citizen. One. Then you can call me back. And you know what? I'm going to say the same thing to you. American citizens do not belong in concentration camps. Non-U.S. citizens do not belong in concentration camps. How many times do we have to do this before we learn that lesson? Just say no to concentration camps. Hey, there's a catchy bumper sticker. I'm from the West Coast. I grew up in the Seattle area. Anybody who grew up in the West Coast, you know, your parents, your grandparents can tell you stories of the concentration camps, the days they went and came and with the big buses and got the Japs. I don't know, we just apologized for that. We just said that it was wrong. Well, gee, did our apology mean nothing? Did we really not think that it was wrong? I always did. I always thought it was wrong. Maybe I was mistaken. 888-860-8785. This is America United, America Strikes Back.
From day one, you were letting the world know how you felt. When you were happy. When you were sad. When you were angry. You made it clear to the world just how you felt. Now that you're older and wiser, are you still talking? Let us know. News Radio 970 WFLA. Doing what comes naturally.
Mom, Jill's coming to dinner. Make something good.
Good luck, Mom.
Jill, I'm stuck at work. You have to make dinner.
What?
You always knew Campbell's was good. Here's how it's better. Two-step recipes.
What's here? Ice cream. That can't be dinner. How about the cabinet? Aha! Campbell's soup.
Just brown chicken. Add Campbell's cream of mushroom soup, and in 20 minutes, you'll have a delicious home-cooked meal.
Dad, this is great.
Yeah, I had it all planned.
Campbell's. Mm-mm, good.
Do you need to lose weight? A little? A lot? Jeff Fisher here for Body Solutions. I was and am under the a lot category. But with the help of Body Solutions, in a little over 7 months, I've lost 60 pounds. If you struggled in the past with the weight loss and then the weight gain ride, Body Solutions is just the ticket. Call 1-800-416-3995. With the help of Body Solutions, Phase 1 nighttime program, it couldn't be easier. Eat like you regularly do during the day. Body Solutions at night, lay down and go to sleep. Call 1-800-416-3995. Sleeping isn't just for sleeping anymore. Call 1-800-416-3995 or go to the website bodysolutions.com. Either way, you tell them you heard it on 970 WFLA, 20% off right now. Call 1-800-416-3995. 1-800-416-3995. Those new clothes you're going to have to buy may be sold separately, but it sure feels good buying them.
Mom, tonight I want to tell you a bedtime story.
Oh, how nice.
Once there was a little girl who had the world's best, nicest, prettiest mom.
This should be interesting.
Now, the little girl loved her mom so much, she wanted to send her to Walt Disney World to celebrate Walt's 100th birthday.
Uh-huh.
So the mom could remember when she was a kid and how much she loved Disney.
I still do.
And had a Mickey Mouse doll.
I still have it.
And cried when she watched Bambi.
I still cry.
So, the little girl wished her mom a chance to go to that big celebration and see all the great stuff.
Oh, and the little girl would, stay home?
Well, no, she'd have to go along and keep the mom company.
Oh.
Join us this year for a spectacular Walt Disney World celebration as we pull out all the stops for Walt's 100th birthday.
Dad, tonight I want to tell you a bedtime story.
Oh, how nice. Watch out, she's good.
There are flying dreams and crazy dreams from eating pizza late at night. There are things you dream of doing with your life and things you dream of doing with your money. AmSouth's absolutely free checking account with no fees, unlimited check writing, and free internet banking with bill payment for life is the stuff of checking account fantasy. And when you come to check it out, you can play the dream game with prizes ranging from Palm Pilots and DVD players to $25,000. You don't have to purchase anything to play. It's your dream. It's our bank. That's the power of the relationship.
Get to know us and play the AmSouth Dream Game. For more information, call 1-800-AMSOUTH or visit AmSouth.com. AmSouth Bank, member FDIC. Free checking requires one direct deposit per month. Game ends October 19th, 2001. Open to U.S. residents 19 or older. See official rules and entry forms at participating branches. Void where prohibited.
This is News Radio 970 WFLA. From one end of the country to the other, this is America United.
America Strikes Back.
888-860-8785. In case you haven't heard the news, Rush Limbaugh is deaf. In one of the more incredible announcements, we went right into one of our vice president's office, Gabe Hobbs, who's the vice president of the talk division of Clear Channel. His office is right down the hall, and we said, hey, you know, what's going on? And he said, well, you know, we didn't really want to announce this much of it, but Rush is always just straight up with his listeners, and he just let them have both barrels, and that is what's going on. And they have people transcribing everything that is happening on the air, and two stenographers actually transcribing the callers for him. He can't hear. It is truly amazing. I think I am even more in awe of his broadcast ability now, only because it's not even just broadcast ability. It is him as a human being. Imagine your life is in audio, and in a 3-month or 5-month period, you lose all of your hearing in one ear and almost all of it in the other, to the point where you can't understand words. You can't hear music, you can't have television, can't hear the radio, nothing. You can't have a conversation with anyone because you can't hear them. This going on for 5 months, and yet you still do your broadcast every day and no one knows, and you still have that Ronald Reagan optimist attitude. Remarkable. Rush Limbaugh, even more remarkable than I thought he was before. Our thoughts and prayers are with him. And we will play a piece of that incredible audio a little later on in the program today. 888-860-8785. Let's go to Mike in Northport. You're on with Glenn Beck and America Strikes Back.
Hey, Brother Beck.
How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm humbled to be able to speak to you today. I just wanted to thank you for your message of all is well. The idea struck my family. My wife has expressed to me the fear that she feels of even just being able to go outside. She's a stay-at-home mom, and obviously I'm at work. And she expressed to me last night after hearing everything and the message we received on Sunday through President Hinckley, what an amazing thing. And that's part of the terror terrorism is, I can just imagine them sitting back and just watching us just stew in the fear.
Yeah, but you know, I hate to cut you off because I have to run for the news here at the bottom of the hour. But if you don't know what he's talking about, President Hinckley is the president of the Latter-day Saint Church, and he spoke yesterday, and he had he talked about, hey, this is what's coming down. Look at us. Look what we're doing to each other. But he also had some real, real moments of hope, and said God's work is not near finished. So it ain't time to check out. Don't fear. All is well. All is well. 888-860-8785. My name is Glenn Beck, and this is America Strikes Back.
News Radio 970 WFLA. where the top local story comes first.
AAA is America's largest membership organization, but it's also the largest travel agency in the southeastern United States. And with that responsibility, AAA has introduced a brand new initiative called Freedom to Travel, an aggressive step toward protecting and promoting America's freedom of mobility. And it means that Americans have the right of choice where you go, when, and how you want to get there. And it means you should have confidence in the safety and security of traveling. In order to carry out this program, AAA has created a travel barometer that looks at travel trends over the last month and shows just what the September 11th tragedy has really done to the travel industry. Although travel drastically declined the first 2 weeks, overall sales are on the upswing. If you're a member of AAA, you can help remove the uncertainty associated with travel by contacting your local AAA travel office. To join AAA, contact your local branch or call 1-800-JOIN-AAA. That's 1-800-JOIN-AAA. Call now.
WFLA.
Clear Channel Worldwide.
4:30, good afternoon. Don Richards, News Radio 970 WFLA. Day two of airstrikes in Afghanistan. Raids around the Afghan capital and the home base of the Taliban are underway. They say day one missed their marks. Very effective, say U.S. commanders. Let's get the very latest from the people of ABC News in-depth team coverage.
Stealth bombers heading for Afghanistan. A second wave of U.S. airstrikes has been underway for hours. Defense Secretary Rumsfeld says it'll take time to wipe out all the Taliban's defenses.
This campaign will be waged much like the Cold War in the sense that it will involve many fronts over a period of time and will require continuous pressure.
Attorney General John Ashcroft says thousands of law enforcement agencies and utilities on the highest state of alert for possible retaliation. ABC's Stephen Tubbs joins us live from Los Angeles. Stephen?
And, Joan, that's the case here, LAPD, on tactical alert, which means basically all officers are working overtime. A spokesman says this gives them the extra presence they need on the streets. In downtown L.A., three streets closed. Concrete barricades now surround several buildings. Also, Joan, this city's emergency operations center has been activated, though officials say no credible threats have been received against the nation's second largest city.
ABC's Stephen Tubbs, live from Los Angeles. I'm Joan Bennett, ABC News.
In Tampa Hills Road and 40th Street, they were checking on a minor accident reported there. Ashley and Scott had a fire truck taking up a lane. And in Pinellas County, clearing up an earlier problem, 275 between 22nd and 38th Avenues North, and a car spun out and hit the guardrail. You can save up to 35% off State Farm's already affordable car insurance rates. If you're not already a policyholder, call a State Farm agent to see if you qualify. Traffic every 10 minutes to the 10s. Gary McHenry, News Radio 970 WFLA.
On Wall Street today, Dow Industrials off 52 points. The NASDAQ up 2/3 of a point. 970 WFLA forecast from News Channel 8 Steve Jervis. Maybe a light evening shower, partly to mostly cloudy overnight, low 69. Partly cloudy Tuesday, high 86. Rain chance on the slight side. Sarasota 88, in Tampa 85. News and weather together, top and bottom of every hour. In-depth team coverage of America Strikes Back on News Radio 970 WFLA.
Some original thinking by Starbucks barista Bob Glenn.
My idea of a Starbucks experience is a sense of community. I love people, and what working at Starbucks has allowed me to do is get involved in people's lives more directly. What I think is so great about Starbucks coffee being available in the grocery store now is that Starbucks selects the coffee, roasts the coffee, packages the coffee to enjoy it, and not just to enjoy it necessarily by yourself, but really to enjoy it with other people.
Your favorite Starbucks coffee. At grocery, at home, at last.
In-depth team coverage continues on News Radio 970 WFLA.